I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
After releasing the bodies of two additional hostages overnight, Hamas says it has released all of the remains that it can locate. This means there are still 19 hostage bodies unaccounted for inside Gaza. The group says that significant efforts and specialized equipment are needed to locate the others. U.S. officials saying Hamas is not in violation of the agreement and that phase two will move forward as planned. Part of that next phase will include an international stabilization force that has oversight from the U.S. military, but not American boots on the ground to participate.
No reason for the U.S. military to get involved in Gaza.
No, I don't see that. No, I think we're going to handle it very well. We'll be helping Israel. But we have other countries that are now. You know, we signed, many countries signed, and many of those countries relatively are very strong military powers. And Hamas has no support. See, Hamas had the support of Iran, and now Iran says, don't get us involved.
That's right. We won't be involved anymore. Iran has already had its bell rung a couple of times by the Israeli Defense Forces hitting inside Iran and also targeting some of their Iranian leaders as they were meeting with Hamas leaders in Qatar. Don't call on us. Call someone else. Now, Iran is not totally out of the game. Let's be clear about that. But they're in disarray, just as Hamas is. You heard Trey Yink said a report that they did return some more bodies, but say we don't know how long it would take to find the others. I told you that yesterday. I know some are looking at this as an excuse to hide bodies, not give full closure to families. And I don't doubt that that could be happening with Hamas in some cases, but I'm also pretty certain, just by the law of warfare and what we've seen played out, there will be bodies they will never find. Not even a DNA trace. It's a good thing we have DNA available, because one body they shipped and claimed was one of the hostages turned out not to be. You know how they found out? Again, a DNA check didn't match any of the DNA they had on file from family relatives of hostages that were taken. Now, whether they were trying to play a little shell game at that point, I don't know. I don't trust Hamas, but at this point, I also recognize the reality of the situation. We may never get back all of the bodies. And I don't think Hamas can be blamed for that fully, except for the fact that they started all of this. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, October 16, 2025. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program real easy. Go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Larry Connors USA, Facebook, or Rumble. And reminding you, everything goes up as a podcast later in case you can't catch it. That would be at LarryConnorsUSA.com, News Talk STL, Larry Connors USA Facebook. So we're there for you. With Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and an education. In fact, as usual, before we wrap each program, you're going to walk away with more knowledge than you have right now as we begin the program. I will promise you that. In our next hour, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, dealing with the redistricting issue and trying to say black votes need to be protected, she basically said, in so many words, blacks should be considered handicapped. They're not capable of voting. I don't make this stuff up. You're going to hear it from her lips. Maybe not in those exact words, but that's what she's alluding to. We, by federal law, make buildings must be accessible to handicapped people, right? She's saying buildings are not accessible to blacks, so they're being handicapped. What? That's in the next hour. You don't want to miss it. Later this hour, the world is at a tipping point regarding temperature, if you believe the CRAP being pushed. Well, we've got Gregory Wrightstone, a geologist, executive director of the CO2 Coalition, and he's going to set the record straight for you. And before we wrap up this hour, a little fun with Donald Trump and the way he delivers his messages. And it is funny. That's still to come. All right, back to the more focused issues right now. Word coming out, Hamas has offered during the time that they were holding hostages, and this is probably coming from some of the hostages they did release alive. They were offering these hostages who were starving, we'll give you food or more food if you convert to Islam, if you will turn your back on your faith. No Jew's going to do that. No Christian should do that. And some probably died because they wouldn't. So the peace plan is underway, but there are a lot of parts of it to be put together, and some extremely delicate. Retired four-star General Jack King.
I mean, it really is challenging. Certainly getting Hamas to release all the hostages as to a partial release, that was a major deal in itself. But the second phase is considerably more challenging for a couple of reasons. The primary one is Hamas, to make the deal, said that yes, they would disarm, yes, they would give up governance. But also at the press conference in the White House, when the deal was announced, the president made a statement that if Hamas reneged on disarming, then he would permit the IDF, ordered by Prime Minister Netanyahu, to go back in and finish it. I think the International Stabilization Force would try to do that first. But for our audience to understand, peace enforcement forces only work when both sides are cooperating. Mm-hmm. There's been a UN peace enforcement force in Lebanon for two decades, and Hezbollah has moved south every single year to do something against Israel, and they've never stopped.
Yeah, and they're not likely to, right? General Jack King, he's right on target with that. Another issue he was willing to discuss as he appeared on Fox News, he is their military analyst, this effort that Zelensky is coming to Trump asking for Tomahawk missiles. These would be able to reach deep past what they currently can and go after additional Russian military targets to try to stop the war. General Jack King.
Putin is saying that's an escalation. That's another false statement. This guy has made one false statement after another. In 22, Putin began to fire hypersonic ballistic missiles against Ukraine, largely civilian targets. He's been firing air-launched and sea-launched cruise missiles against civilian targets and energy infrastructure for the last two-plus years, in addition to those 500 to 600 drones a night that you're seeing there. He's the guy that escalated. All of his targets are largely civilian targets. If the Ukrainians get the Tomahawk missiles, what are they going to use them for? Their number one target will be the Albaluga Manufacturing Center for Shahed missiles built by Ukraine. 20,000 North Koreans are there at that manufacturing center, Brett. It's out of the range of everything they have right now. That'll be target one, but they'll all be military targets. Ukraine is not going to target civilian targets. And what Putin is trying to do with President Trump is the same thing he successfully did with Biden. Threaten escalation if you do X, and there'll be something to come against you as a result of it. And he won that bluff with Biden time and time again.
Yep, because that's what it was. I want to share something with you. My boots on the ground correspondent, Chicago, pulled this, Andrew pulled this up for me. You can see it as well. It's at the Babylonian Bee, going back to the Gaza peace deal. It talks about how various news agencies reported on the Trump ceasefire deal. Now, again, it's Babylonian Bee. We're having a little fun here. In MSNBC, Trump's dangerous peace deal hands Gaza over to homophobic extremists. NPR. Greta Thunberg achieves peace in the Middle East. Yeah, right. One America News. Trump surpasses Jesus as greatest peacemaker of all time. CNN. Fascist dictator Trump unilaterally forces peace on Gaza. New York Times. We retract our previous article reporting Trump killed 11 billion Gazan children with his bare hands. This kind of stuff, it's funny, and at the same time, it shows the underbelly sickness of the left. Were those stories reported like that? No, but in some cases, they came pretty damn close. Well, blue cities and states continue to battle ICE deportation efforts. Now a Chicago TV station talking to a Chicago police officer got enough to make a case that ICE is using dangerous methods to apprehend illegals.
Some former Chicago law enforcement officials say they are using tactics that the Chicago Police Department outlawed years ago because they were too dangerous. Political reporter Paris Schutz has the very latest.
Yeah, Dawn and Scott, we all saw the images yesterday of federal law enforcement agents sparking a tense situation on Chicago's east side when tear gas was deployed after protesters threw objects. Now, this came after a high-profile raid in the neighborhood and a high-speed vehicle chase down a residential neighborhood, kind of like this one, when officials used a controversial pit maneuver, again, this is file tape, to purposely crash into the side of a suspect's vehicle to force it to stop. Now, pit maneuvers have been outlawed by CPD here, as of other high-speed chase tactics, including boxing in, forcing a collision, ramming, and roadblocking. Sharon Fairley is a law professor at UChicago and former head of the agency now known as COPA. She says these high-risk policies were scrapped because innocent bystanders could get killed and the risk to the community in a dense urban area is too great.
Now, I can't argue.
Where you don't have a highly significant law enforcement reason to be pursuing this person, if it's not like a really serious violent crime that someone's getting away, for example, then it's hard to have the balance with the significant risk that it represents to the public by racing through residential streets at these high speeds.
I cannot disagree with that. That should not be taking place, regardless of who the agents are, who they're pursuing, unless they're pursuing someone who they saw actively and they know actively is a criminal and may be carrying out criminal acts as they continue. High-speed chases just should have come to a halt in all areas. I don't know that ICE is doing that. I don't know how much of this is made up by some of those in Chicago who hate ICE. And, of course, the argument continues. These cities really don't want them. Well, Carolyn Leavitt dealt with that question regarding Memphis.
And I noticed a billboard along the highway that said, Memphis welcomes the National Guard. Now, what is your message today to Democrat mayors watching us right now that suffer from TDFs and they cannot get Trump out of the way to saving their city, Portland being one of them?
They should do the right thing by their citizens, Brian. They should call the president. They should call the White House and say, we want to work with you. And in Memphis, we are seeing some cooperation. As you saw from that billboard, the people of Memphis are loving this, and they are very grateful for the federal government's efforts. And federal law enforcement is there. We're working alongside local law enforcement. We'd like to see it ramped up a little bit because we want to make progress, and we want to arrest as many bad criminals as we can. Since Monday, I do have some updated statistics from the Homeland Security Council this morning. Since Monday, 153 arrests have been made in Memphis, including 5 gang members. 48 illegal guns have been seized, and 5 missing children have already been recovered.
Good.
Last night, 60 arrests were made, and 21 illegal firearms were seized. Arrests from last night include a suspect wanted for rape of a child under 13, first-degree murder, breaking and entering, aggravated assault, illegal drug possession, and many more. So we continue to see good results coming in through Memphis, and the president is very excited about making Memphis safe again.
That's great. That is absolutely great. And, of course, there are those who still say, well, it's not true. You're manufacturing the story that illegals are getting federal Medicaid and care.
Democrats' proposal would require Medicaid to pay more for emergency care provided to illegal aliens than Medicaid does for American patients who are disabled, elderly, or children. And this bill would have also allowed California to continue a gimmick that funds its Medicaid for illegals program. Those are things that we ended, the Trump administration ended, with the passage and the signage of the One Big Beautiful Bill. And it is an undisputed fact, a fact, that under the Biden administration, illegal aliens were absolutely receiving taxpayer-funded health care benefits. In fact, in fiscal year 2024, Medicaid costs for emergency services for illegal immigrants skyrocketed by 142% from the previous year to $9.1 billion. That's $9.1 billion taxpayer dollars that were going to emergency services for illegals. Between President Trump's last full fiscal year under his first administration and Joe Biden's last full fiscal year, Medicaid spending on emergency services for illegal immigrants nearly tripled. There was an increase of 196% between 2020 and 2024. And I have a chart here for you, and I'm more than happy to email it to you.
$9 billion. Could the American people have used that? Yes, they could. Oh, and here's a story. This is a very, very interesting story. Are you listening? Are you listening? The Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs with Department of ICE said, I just got the numbers hot off the press. 175,000 Americans have applied to ICE, to join ICE. Amazing. It's really encouraging to me to see patriots see through the charade of the media. They want to enforce the law. They want to protect our homeland. They saw how during the last 4 years, this nation was brought to its knees with this scourge of illegal immigration. They want to protect their communities and where they come from. That's 175,000 Americans going into a federal office saying, I want to sign up and become a member of ICE. Now, in the midst, there might be some who simply want to get inside and become an ICE agent to cause chaos. I will never deny that possibility because we've got so many unvetted illegals in this country. Thank you, Joe Biden. But I am also convinced the majority of that 175,000 are true blood Americans who know that ICE is there for us and they want to join it. They want to be part of the fight. Isn't that uplifting? It certainly should be. Later, we're going to get into the shutdown issue and a little issue that the Democrats really want to ignore. But first, the earth is warming. Oh, my God. It might be too hot for you to go outside right now. It might be too hot to live through the night. Really? Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years at Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor. I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The offer St. Louis cannot stop talking about being held over due to popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you could qualify for zero interest, no payments for 18 months. Renewal by Anderson is the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. You've trusted that name for more than 122 years. And our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. Anderson products are also proven to increase your home value by at least 15%. Don't miss out. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at rbastl.com or call 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. Award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
CNN puts it right in front of you, and this is frightening. This is frightening. They're quoting from a Global Systems Institute, and he says the planet is grappling with a new reality. We're looking at widespread death of coral reefs, severe heat waves, floods, droughts, and wildfires as humans burn fossil fuels, ratchet up temperatures. The humans are destroying the Earth. Let's back off here a moment. Gregory Wrightstone, we have on often. He's a geologist, executive director of the CO2 Coalition, best-selling author of A Very Convenient Warming. Welcome back, sir. Glad to have you with us.
Oh, good to be back with you, Larry. Yeah, I think they left out increasing toenail fungus, though. they forgot that one.
You're right.
Might as well just throw that in there.
Well, I'm going to look cool here. Let me see. No, you're right. Every day the sky is falling, and how many times have they moved the goalposts?
Oh, my goodness. It seems like every other day they're doing that. They're having because their predictions of terrible catastrophe they're not showing up. And in fact, this report that we just looked at here, it was just crazy that. They said it was because coral reefs were disappearing at an alarming rate. Well, that's just factually incorrect. And in fact, I think the booker that got you my information there for this one is I included a graph there. Yep. of the record. What they're claiming is worst ever coral bleaching at the Great Barrier Reef. Well, that's just absolutely terribly false. They've been doing these surveys of the entire reef. They started in 1985, and the end of the year 2024 had the highest level of coral cover for the Great Barrier Reef ever recorded. It's declined a little bit today, but bear in mind, when they talk about bleaching, it's when a coral bleaches, it does it for a number of reasons. It might be cooling, it might get a little bit warm, it might be pollution. It's the color of the coral are phytoplankton that live within the coral polyp, and they provide the color. And when things go bad with the reef, they spit it out and they turn white. But then that doesn't mean they're dying. And then they just bring new critters to live in within the coral polyp. It might change the color, but this is a natural process. And we have some of the highest coral cover, the Great Barrier Reef. And the other interesting thing, if we look at, is just a 2 degree centigrade increase, that'd be almost 4 degrees Fahrenheit, the Great Barrier Reef has been documented that an increase in growth rate of the coral by 50% with a 2 degree centigrade increase in water temperature.
50%?
50% increase in the growth rate, which is completely opposite of what they're talking about. And bear in mind, too, the hottest oceans on Earth are what's called the Coral Triangle, Indonesia, and those islands in that area of the South Pacific. Hottest water anywhere in the world. It's also got the greatest diversity and abundance of corals and ocean fishes of anywhere in the world. And it's much, much, much warmer than the Great Barrier Reef.
I was going to say my scuba diving has been limited to Caribbean and some of that area. Not in the Great Barrier Reef. I don't like the sharks, but I have seen, and of course, every time we're scuba diving, we don't want to be touching or breaking off the coral. And I'll see some brilliant coral, and I'll see some white as white. And I go back the next year in that same area, they're back to their color again.
Yep. But again, the key here is it's very, very, very well documented. The corals do better the hotter it goes, the faster they grow, the better they do, and it's really amazing. In fact, the southern part of the Great Barrier Reef is the coldest part, because remember, it's in the southern hemisphere. So as you move south, you're approaching closer and closer to Antarctica. So the corals at the south end of the Great Barrier Reef are growing half as fast as the ones to the north.
You're listening
where it's warmer.
You're listening to Gregory Wrightstone, geologist, executive director, CO2 Coalition, best-selling author of A Very Convenient Warming. I want to come back to the title and that book in a moment, but with all due respect, sir, pointing out your credentials, this report about the death of the coral reefs is conducted and documented by 160 scientists around the world.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't do science with a vote. We don't do consensus science. What they're doing is getting rid of the scientific method, is where we test, validate, come up with a theory, and if the facts don't fit the theory, then you change your theory.
Yeah, it sounds like COVID all over again.
Exactly. And so they need to silence people like me and my colleagues at the CO2 Coalition because this is very inconvenient data for them that shows exactly how wrong they are.
Well, you brought up CO2 again, and again, that is one of the things they claim is the issue.
Yeah, it is. They're claiming that it is true that the use of fossil fuels are adding lots of carbon dioxide or CO2 to the atmosphere. That's true. But the truth, the other part that's true is that it's hugely beneficial. The increase of CO2 is driving plant growth from the near polar regions to the equator. Every single ecological niche on Earth is what they call greening. It's grass, forests are expanding, deserts are shrinking, and we need to celebrate just the huge benefits we're seeing from increased CO2. Mainly it's crop production. We're seeing crop production outpace population growth. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing.
And I want to come back to that in a moment, but since we're on the CO2 thing, your book, A Very Convenient Warming, How Modest Warming and More CO2 Are Benefiting Humanity. And of course, that book title comes off of Gore's book and his claim that an inconvenient warming. I mean, come on, help us understand this.
Well, Al Gore only had one class when he was at university, and he got a D in it in science, one science class. So he's hardly qualified to be. But he made claims that by the year 2017, we could have summers free of ice at the northern polar ice, at the North Pole.
2017?
Again, we're actually. Yeah, and so what we see is now ice cover is about the same as what it was 13 years ago. It's not decreasing. It increases and it decreases, but there's nothing alarming about it. Well, and even if the entire northern polar ice cap melted, it would do nothing to increase sea level.
Well, forgive me,
because that's ice floating on the water.
Yeah, forgive me, sir. If 2017, my math is never good. I mean, I spent the longest 3 years of my life in the second grade on math, so I think we're past 2017, right? By considerable margin.
Yeah.
Now,
Dad Nabbit.
Yep.
you're bringing up all this inconvenient information for
them. They also point out in their report, radical global acceleration of solar power and electric vehicles and batteries and heat pumps. And once they're in place, then we'll have cheaper and better and less polluting activities.
Yeah, that's not quite the case. What we've got here are creation of solar panels and wind turbines. And don't you dare call them farms either. They're not farms. There's nothing you call like. I grew up on my granddad's farm.
Yeah.
And these solar panels and the wind turbines are environmentally unfriendly.
Yep.
In fact, according to the UN, endangered species, the greatest threat to endangered species is loss of habitat. Well, what's their solution to solve a non-existent climate crisis? Pave over grasslands, cut down forests, put up wind turbines all over the place, kill whales offshore with wind turbines. You know, we want to kill they have to pull up for these huge solar industrial scale facilities. Out in the Southwest, they had to dig up all the tortoises. There were a lot of tortoises in that area, and they had to dig them out of their burrows and transport them someplace else.
Now, in our last last minute here, they have coming up in Brazil in a month the UN climate conference meeting, and they're all going to be meeting on that. But they were cutting down much of the rainforest to create more highways to get into the area where they're holding their conference. I don't understand how they can justify cutting down some of the rainforest, not much of it, but large swaths, just for a highway and more vehicles.
Exactly. They have no shame. The hypocrisy is rampant with them. And so go ahead, drive your electric vehicles, and do all that. Put up solar. What's going to happen? Going to net zero using solar and wind and electric vehicles will drive up your cost of electricity significantly. Yeah. We see it where they're already doing that in California
and New
Jersey.
One other thing in the last 15 seconds for you. Since you grew up in a farm, you do know that milk doesn't come at the grocery store in a box or in a jug, right? You know where milk comes from.
that is correct. It came from my granddad milking the cows.
Hey, Greg, thank you again. Always a pleasure to have you on board.
Thank you.
Gregory Wrightstone, the book, A Very Convenient Warming. Now, coming up, the shutdown, the things they don't want to talk about ever.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
For 100 years, Tom Shaw Realtor is helping folks buy or sell, but also helping the community. He wanted this paid commercial to promote the Tom Shaw Walk for Alzheimer's, Sunday, October 12. More details at ShawRealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Listen up. The offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDLES. 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
That is a very big point. That's Jared Egan. He's with the White House National Energy Dominance Council Executive Director. And Trump announcing today India is no longer going to purchase Russian oil. That's a major victory in the effort to pressure Putin to end the war in Ukraine. And he added, and I'm reading direct from his quote, "I was not happy that India was buying oil, and the Indian Prime Minister assured me today they will not be buying oil from Russia. That is a big step." Now, a spokesman for the Indian embassy, not immediately responding to requests, but if true, it would amount to major de-escalation of U.S. and India tensions, all that surfacing after the U.S. slapped a 50% tariff on that country because it continued to buy from Russia and buy its oil. And that, of course, meant more money for the Russian machinery to kill and attack Ukraine and extend the war. And Trump and Modi, the India Prime Minister, will be meeting at a summit in Malaysia later this month. And it's clear that at this point that tariff was big. Trump has used these tariffs and these pressure points. Just like if someone's trying to take you down just using their finger, they know exactly what to put pressure on your body, and it will make you almost drop to your knees. And then they'll look for a way to help them get out from under it. Turn around and say, "I'm going to do this to you, but here's an option." And again, for all of the concern about, as we were speaking with Gregory Wrightstone, about all the concern that we're killing the world with our oil and gas, we're going to continue doing it, as we should. But there's also this. The UN is voting on a first-ever global tax trade. This is meant to punish emissions from cargo ships. They can't run on a battery all the way across the ocean. They got to use fuel. Yeah, there'll be some emissions, but now they're going to put a tax punishment up on them. Well, that will shut down a lot of them, or the shipments themselves, if it's imposed and enforced by the UN. That would mean that countries that want to do trade with us, are they going to pay a bigger tax? Are they going to find it? And why are the UN members even considering this? Well, because they got some lefties in there that can just kind of push this kind of crap around, and they'll find somebody willing to bite into it. I'll tell them right now, it will not taste great for them. All right, we're talking about the shutdown. We continue to go into the shutdown. And, of course, each side is blaming the other. But the bottom line is, truly, it is still Chuck Schumer's shutdown. We know that he has to do this to protect his political collateral, because he knows that if not, he might be primaried by someone like AOC. But he's also looking for a way to extend his career while also punishing Americans. I mean, he wouldn't admit to that, but that's what he's doing. And we know where the answer is going to come. Exactly when, we don't know. I still say it's going to happen before Thanksgiving as we get closer and folks are worried about, will I be able to travel by plane to Grandma's house because air traffic controllers, not enough of them available to handle the traffic. I think that'll be the pressure point. But I'm going to share this from AOC and Bernie as they're talking to, which reporter was this? One of their lovelies, CNN and Caitlin Collins, asking, what would it take for you to sign off to open the government?
What does that need to look like before you would vote to reopen the government?
Oh,
or is it commitment from the White House and Republicans enough?
No doubt.
I mean,
the president is a very honest man. And if he says something, man, you could take it to the bank.
So you're saying his word is not enough?
Bankruptcy court.
His word? No.
So what do you need to see? What commitments from
I think we need to see ink on paper. I think we need to see legislation. I think we need to see votes. And I think we need to see these things pass on the floor of the House and the Senate and signed by President Trump. I don't accept IOUs. I don't accept pinky promises. That's not the business that I'm in.
AOC. No pinky promise? We can't do a pinky promise? Well, you've got it done in the House. That's done. It's the Senate where the issue is. That's why Bernie Sanders, whether, you know, I'm with AOC. We're standing together. I'm progressive left. Trying to act like he's more left than AOC. Trying to protect his political collateral and his territory, because he knows if he doesn't, they'll come after him. Now, I'm going to share this with an opinion piece on Fox. I always give you the source. I never try to pull anything past you. But this piece by Mahek Cook. Let me shut off this audio. I didn't know I had audio on it. Hang on a second. I'm not interested in you. I'll do it by myself. Thank you very much. Cook is saying Trump is using a government shutdown to do something no president has ever done. Basically making it a pivotal moment. He's swinging the axe at the bloated Democrat-run bureaucracies that have taken trillions from hardworking Americans for decades. Nancy Pelosi and her party claiming chaos. Trump is turning the crisis into clarity, freezing $26 billion in blue state pork, halting green energy pet projects, directing departments to prepare for reduction in force, and that's been underway. And now it's being challenged. You got unions representing some of the employees say he can't do that. I'm not sure that he can't do that. And I think he will. But in the meantime, some of these folks that are on the sidelines, they don't know if they'll have a job when they come back. So a shutdown can have difficult, disastrous results. It can. Even Bernie Sanders admitted to this back in 2013.
The truth is that shutting down the government is a serious and dangerous action.
Yes.
That we must do everything possible to prevent. Shutting down the government would impact tens of millions of our fellow Americans who would be unable to access government services. It would severely impact federal employees who would not get the paychecks they expected. It would also have a very significant impact on our armed forces. In other words, we must do everything that we can to prevent a government shutdown.
And he was directing his remarks at Chuck Schumer, because Chuck Schumer is leading a lot of that. What led to it? Well, the Senate declined to pass the bill with measures to delay the Affordable Care Act. That was part of it. So we had, during that time, 800,000 federal employees indefinitely furloughed, another 1.3 million required to report to work without knowing when they would get their money. So he knows what can happen. And if he looks around, he sees it is happening again. Back in 2013, he was all about, we don't want to do this, we don't want to do this. But he is not addressing the one that is the stopgap right now, and that is Chuck Schumer. And I know Chuck Schumer is probably desperately looking for an off-ramp, because as this begins to collapse around him, if you're in the building that's wired for demolition, get out. Get out. But Chuck can't do that. I will admit that I have sometimes made fun of the way President Trump makes remarks that I think you need to be edited, sir, with all due respect. There's some things you say. I'm not talking about the language you say or whatever you say. It's just that, can you condense it? Well, I hear, who out there said that? Said, Larry, you can condense your program. No, you go away. It's my turn. But Trump does have a way of talking that sometimes, it's not word salad like Kamala. He makes a point. He just drills it down and drills it down and drills it. I got it. Well, coming up, one of the latest examples, and comedian Shane Willis imitating Trump. Listen and enjoy that story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open, Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
It's the preservation of something that's, there's nothing like it. To me, there's nothing like the White House. Even after I won the first night, I went up and I'm standing in the residential hallway with Melania, and where I'm looking into the Lincoln bedroom. I said, that was a surreal experience. I'm saying, do you believe this? We're in the White House and that's the Lincoln bedroom. And it takes a while to get used. I'm still not probably really used to it. It's just a special place. What can I say? So we have to take care of it.
Yep. And that was pretty clear. But the way he said, I'm in the back bedroom, it's a special place, really big, special place. So comedian Shane Willis, back after Trump was in office the first time, was taking note of this and trying to parody him to some extent. And I don't care how hardcore Trump supporter you are, this is funny.
What a big room this is. I walked in here, I said, wow, what a big room.
That is Shane Willis, Gillis, I'm sorry, trying to imitate Trump. And yeah, he does do stuff like that. Let's do it again for fun.
What a big room this is. I walked in here, I said, wow, what a big room.
Look, you got to have some humor at any point, right? We have right now a point that I had made earlier while we're trying to deal with the government employees and so forth. and dealing with ICE. I mean, we got so many things on the radar screen. If you blink, you're going to miss something. That's why I feel like on this program sometimes, I mean, I do everything I can to try to get everything in front of you and trying to make sure you learn more than you knew when you started, and that I can accomplish, but there is still so much more. I need to turn Larry Connors USA into a four-year university and collect your money while I'm at it. No, I'm more than willing to give it to you for free with the help of our sponsors. Which reminds me, I really encourage you, when you have a need for what they provide, use our sponsors. They're there because they support 100% patriotic radio. And that's what we are. And while you're doing that, you got the Illinois Governor Pritzker saying, you know what we're going to do with these ICE agents? I think what we're going to do is, and he mentioned this yesterday, but it's been expanded a little bit, they're going to be prosecuted. He's going to prosecute ICE agents for carrying out the job they were told to do. Suddenly they're concerned about, quote, law and order in the Democrats. They know, again, they're on the wrong side of it. So all they can do is, as Pritzker said, we're going to the attorney generals to see how we can go about this to make sure that these ICE agents follow the law, not only in Chicago, but all across the nation. Said the president has created a dangerous time for us, mayhem on the grounds of our state. And yet I had for you yesterday, a Chicago resident said, Trump is protecting us. Pritzker doesn't know what he's talking about. He's surrounded by 150 guards and living in a mansion. The woman knows what she speaks. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to focus on exactly how we're going to get around the shutdown, or with it and when, if that's going to happen, and the illegals on the pad.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation, window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure. No hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.